This is David Barty with the Louisiana Steam Train Association, SP-745, and you're listening to Speaking of History.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello and welcome to Speaking of History. This is podcast number 31, and today's date is July 1st, 2006. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And the Speaking of History podcast focuses on history, technology, and education. So we're going to talk a little bit today about some history that actually came rolling into town, literally, a couple weeks ago here at Liberty. We're doing a series this summer called History Hits the Road. And for this installment, I actually didn't have to go that far, just downtown here. But we had a visitor from Louisiana. The Spirit of Louisiana steam train came into Liberty a couple months ago, and it was here for a couple weeks. It's currently up in Kearney, Missouri for their 150th community celebration, and I believe after that I'll be going to Union Station in Kansas City and then back to Louisiana. So I was able to visit with several of the people that were with the train during Liberty's Spring Festival back in May, and I've got two different sound clips for you about the train. So here's some information about the Spirit of Louisiana steam train. All right, I'm here with Mr. David Barty, and he is with the Louisiana Steam Train Association, and we're in Liberty, Missouri, and I'm going to ask him a couple questions about the train exhibit they have here today. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of this particular train?
Well, this particular engine here was built in Algiers, Louisiana, which is right across the river from New Orleans. It was built in 1921. It was put together by guys who came back after World War I, and instead of laying those guys off, the Southern Pacific put those guys to work after the war, and there was a boiler laying around in the shop, and they ordered some parts from Baldwin and Alco, and those guys put, I believe it was 10 engines together, and this is the only Louisiana-built steam engine left in existence. Hmm. There are two other MK5s left. One of them's in Fort Worth, Texas. The other one's in San Antonio, but this MK5, 282 Mikado, and it's just a real stout engine.
Now, this is an actual working train. You guys brought this up from Louisiana to Kansas City earlier. Is that what you guys did?
We brought it up at the end of February from New Orleans up to Kansas City and Union Station. And we came up to Liberty on Thursday. We are 110% fully functional. So, this we've had a few problems here and there, but we think we've got everything worked out and got some real good grease and got some real good parts in it now, and we believe we've got a real reliable engine now.
So what's the top speed this can reach then on the track?
This engine here, we run what the railroads allow to run. I think the fastest we've had it up has been 50, and that was on the KCS. It may not have been quite 50. It was either 45 or 50. This particular engine, if the track would hold it up, we could run 100 miles an hour, no problem. I mean, whenever I operate it, I come out about two notches on the throttle, let the engine do the work, and I mean, we could go 0 to 40 miles an hour in a couple of minutes with no effort at all.
Wow. Now, the mission, when you go to the exhibit, you've got stuff on the Mardi Gras and then a dining car. So, you're really trying to work on the preservation of the whole New Orleans history and everything when you guys come into town?
This is preserving New Orleans history, this particular exhibit. The first train that we ran, we done a bicentennial train around the state of Louisiana and up and around the outskirts of Mississippi. But no, we are strong based out of New Orleans. I am not from New Orleans. I'm a contractor out of Knoxville, Tennessee. I've been with this organization for 2 years. But no, they're real proud of their heritage. And like I said, this engine was built just right across the river from New Orleans. So, you know, 1921, last remaining MK5. So it's something to be proud of. And those guys are really proud. And with everything that happened with Hurricane Katrina, I mean, this effort has just been so we are really proud to be to have been invited by the town of Liberty, Missouri. I mean, they have just done nothing but accepted us with open arms, and we're just proud to be associated with them.
We're really excited to have you. I teach 8th grade American history here in Liberty, and we've been talking about it all week. So I'll talk to my kids on Monday, but I think we've had quite a few students come through today, and we've been talking it up in class quite a bit. Now, most listeners are going to probably ask or probably think of the question also, was this train down in New Orleans during the hurricane?
This train was in New Orleans during the hurricane. The only damage we sustained was a broken glass on the fireman's side. It did not go underwater or anything like that. Matter of fact, the floodwaters, when it came in, we had four cars in the engine. The floodwaters stopped 2 feet shy of the last car, so nothing went underwater.
So it was just a little bit on higher ground then? Or?
Well, I think it was the good Lord looking out for us. Because, I mean, everything down there got flooded, and we were 2 feet away from going underwater, but it just stopped 2 feet away from it.
Wow. So it'll be in Liberty for a couple weeks and then go up to Kearney, Missouri?
That's correct.
And then what are the plans for the train after that?
After we go to Kearney, we are going back to Union Station, and we are hoping to work something out with Watco to go to Pittsburgh, Kansas, and run a passenger train down there with passenger coaches down there. We'll just take the engine down there, run a couple of 300 miles, come back to Union Station, and we're going to take about 10 or 12 private American Associated Railroad cars back to New Orleans with us. So that should be a big deal there if we can pull that off.
Well, we really appreciate you coming up, because this is a chance, you know, obviously the Liberty, the history of Liberty is very dependent upon the railroad, and so the chance to see an actual authentic machine on the tracks is pretty neat for the citizens of Liberty also. So we thank you for coming up.
Well, like I said, we have nothing but good things to say about Liberty, and we certainly appreciate the hospitality we've been shown.
All right. And I'll have a link on the show notes to the website. You guys have a website that describes a little bit more about the railroad?
www.lasta.org.
Okay. And that's, you can also donate on there if you want to donate to this fund.
Donate on there. You certainly can. And we are 100% nonprofit organization, 501c3. Everything we get goes back into the restoration of our engine and our cars, except for we are doing some Hurricane Katrina relief for the kids that we will be taking some of the profits from these trips and donating that to help the kids.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. I'm here with Keith Bonnet, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the history of this train.
Yeah, this steam locomotive was donated by Southern Pacific to the city of New Orleans in 1956, donated to Audubon Park, which is a city park in New Orleans. And then the engine sat there until 1984, when a group of interested rail buffs in Louisiana, New Orleans, decided to get it together for the Louisiana World's Fair, the World Exposition. And their idea was to restore it and run commuter service between Kenner and New Orleans, bringing people in you know, for the fair. So they got the engine out of the park, brought it into Jefferson, Louisiana, and the material and the funds never really did come together. So it sat at that location for another 20 or so years until about 2003, when a group led by Bruce Brown and the Louisiana Steam Train Association came up with the federal funding to do a full restoration on this engine. So in 2003, we started actual construction or reconstruction, and it took us about 2 years to fully restore it. In about 2005, we started road testing it, and we took a state trip, spring of 2005, all the way around the state of Louisiana, all the way to Mississippi and back to New Orleans. It took about a month.
So tell us a little bit about the actual, like, what you need to power this thing. Any, like,
statistics you have on, like, what it takes to run? And
the engine itself is a medium-sized freight locomotive. It's a 282 wheel configuration. It was made to pull 70 or so freight cars on level track in its day. It runs on about 10,000 gallons of water, a stop, at about 4,000 gallons of number 4 fuel oil. That's what it takes us. And we go about 100 miles on that or so. No, I'm originally from Nebraska, and we had a railroad that went through the town, and basically that's why our town was founded where it was, because of the railroad station. And all along the railroad tracks for probably 50 or 60 miles, there's a small town about every 8 miles or so. Is there? I've always heard that there was something with the trains, like, you know, late 1800s, that maybe every so many miles they'd have to maybe get water, or it was convenient to have them every so often, or?
Well, it was not mere convenience, it was necessity for the steam locomotives, because you have to have water to make the steam. So you have to have water and fuel, so every so often, every town or every other town would have water and fuel and sand available to take on for your locomotive. So you'd have to stop the train, service the train, and keep on going. So that was a necessity.
And you've got a lot of people here today?
From our association?
No, I mean from Liberty's.
Oh, Liberty. I'd say, you know, a couple thousand people came through here today. It's been a huge success. I'm very happy.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Go ahead and also check out our show notes for today's show. We've got some really good links if you want to find out some more about this particular steam engine. We have actually a video link. It's by the Kansas City Star newspaper. I wasn't actually aware until I saw this clip that the Kansas City Star newspaper was doing video, but they came out and did a story on the train and brought some video cameramen and actually did a 2.5-minute video. It's really well done, so check that out. And then also visit the site of the Louisiana Steam Train Association. They've got a lot more information about this train and some of the other projects they're currently doing. You can read more about the history of this particular engine. And then also, if you'd like to donate some money to help them with some of the preservation of some of these trains, that's welcome as well. So I hope you enjoyed this installment of History Hits the Road 2006, the Speaking of History podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.